June 13th, 2005, item number 49. Today's guest is T. Morris from Moravi, the podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. Before we get into the interview with T. Morris, couple very quick notes. First, I'd like to thank Wichita Rutherford from the 5 Minutes with Wichita podcast at www.5minuteswithwichita.com for supplying the intro music. Thanks again, Wichita. Second, I'd like to thank all the people that came out to the Kansas City Podcasters Meetup. If you did not come out to it and you're in the Kansas City area, we have our podcast meetup the second Saturday of every month, 4 o'clock. So put it on your calendar, second Saturday every month, 4 o'clock. Love to see you out at the next Podcasters Meetup here in Kansas City. All right, well, that's going to do it for the notes. A little longer interview, so I want to keep it around 20 minutes. So here we go. Well, T, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I do appreciate it.
And I'll start you out with the first question, and that always is, what was your first computer?
Oh, man, take me back. You'll appreciate this. It was an Apple IIe. Big honker keyboard, the green screen, and my father didn't know what to do with it, and I leapt into it, and I loved it.
So, T, what was the first podcast you ever listened to?
The first podcast I ever listened to was The Dragon Page with Michael and Evo. They had just started to podcast. I was kind of unsure. I mean, I was downloading it by hand, and I really didn't understand the whole podcasting phenomenon. And there's my daughter. She's got some powerful lungs. And Evo basically told me all about podcasting. And I thought, this sounds pretty interesting. So I downloaded iPodder X and started with The Dragon Page by Michael and Evo. That was really interesting. And I was really enjoying it. It was really interesting. But that actually was what gave me the idea to start podcasting my first novel as a promotion for my upcoming novel. And so I sat down and I talked to Evo about it. And Evo said, funny you should mention that, because we were trying to think of where to go for the next level for The Dragon Page. Because At this time, Winging It didn't exist. Dragon Page actually has 3 shows affiliated with them. They have Dragon Page Cover to Cover, Dragon Page Winging It, and then their, I guess you could call that this their rogue Dragon Page show called Slice of Sci-Fi. Mm-hmm. Winging It and Slice of Sci-Fi did not exist at this point. It was just Cover to Cover and Live Fire. Live Fire was their call-in show, and then there was Cover to Cover, which was their literary-based show. And they said, we were trying to think of the next level to take Cover to Cover with, you know, where to take the Dragon Page in the podcasting realm. And we were kicking around the idea of doing something with a book, you know, maybe somebody putting up a chapter, putting up a couple chapters. And I said to Evo, I want to do the whole thing. Well, that just got Evo salivating. And the two of us and Michael Meninger, we all just sat down, talked about it, and we came up with what I'm doing right now. And then shortly after I started, we got 2 other authors on board. And it's been a really interesting experiment, And I'm glad I got into this. And because I am now podcasting, I'm now listening to a whole bunch of other podcasts. And I also get the same thing. I get people saying, oh, I'd really like for you to listen to my podcast. And I'm like, okay, when am I going to listen to that one? So the reason why I'm here, I blame Michael and Evo for it, because they're the ones who got me into this mess. And now I have to put my money where my mouth is, because I'm writing with Evo Terra, Podcasting for Dummies. I try to keep politics off of my computer and off of my podcast and everything as much as possible. Unless, of course, that has something to do with my story, of course. But I really admire the fact that Senator Edwards tapped into this. And I find it funny because I'm on the Podcasters Yahoo group. They're saying that the GOP now have one of their representatives that's starting to podcast. And now Rush Limbaugh is starting to podcast.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And you know what? I really think that Arnold's 3 minutes of podcast is going to be better than Paris Hilton's 5 minutes of podcast. I listened to one of her podcasts, and only one. And I really, call it the eternal optimist, I sincerely thought we were going to get a sneak peek. You know, a sneak peek into the mind of Paris Hilton. And yet, in a way, I think we did. Now, and it was just...
Well, see, you know, I'm the eternal optimist. I listened to 2.
Oh. you're just a braver man than I.
it was like, you know, they say a second marriage is where hope triumphs over experience. And that's what I would relate to the second podcast she did. That was hope triumphing over experience.
and yet still being disappointed in the end. But anyway, didn't want to come on here and bash other podcasts. But then again, you know, Paris's podcast already got bashed beautifully by Area 51. That's a podcast I do listen to and a podcast that I absolutely love. And they went after her with guns blazing. And I'm like, man, she must have really ticked somebody off over at Area 51. And all I can do is hope and pray I never tick off Douglas Scott and Bobby Black. I really hope I stay on their good sides. But I will tell you this much. I think it's what all these stars are doing are pale in comparison to how Ronald Moore is handling it. I don't know if you're also a sci-fi geek like I am.
Yes, Ronald Moore from Battlestar Galactica.
There you go. Yeah, okay, good,
yeah,
good.
I know who it is. And I would love to get Ronald Moore on the show. And I've sent emails to Battlestar Galactica. I just don't have any context in there. Because I listened to that, and I love that show.
And but not only is the show great, but I mean, I was listening to, during this book tour that I was on, I ran out of podcasts to listen to, but I had saved Ron Moore's for when I could sit down and watch the episodes and watch them with the comments playing. And I said, well, I need something and I don't really feel like music. I'll just listen to Ron Moore's because I don't remember the episodes pretty well. Popped it in and I was absolutely fascinated from a writer's point of view. How educational it was for a writer to listen to Ron Moore's podcast and just go, this is really cool, you know, because I was actually inside Ron Moore's head for an hour. I mean, technically, you know, going back to Paris Hilton's podcast, that's kind of what I was expecting here. You know, kind of like a, you know, we're going to peel back this layer and get inside that person's head. But I guess to some extent, when the last minute and a half of Paris's podcast are just tons of people screaming out her name and yada, 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 I'm like, so, okay, so even when you peel back the superficial layer, it's still pretty superficial. Whereas with Ron Moore, you get into his head and you hear about, you can just hear in his voice the joy and the pride he has in the show. Some of his fears about the show, some of his you know, apprehensions about the show, and also his sincere admiration and I guess just flat out love he's got for the cast.
And it makes you really jealous of Ron Moore too. I mean, let's face that. They're really, you're like, oh man, this guy's got a great job. So
yeah, and I get, I tell you something else. Sometimes it gets really wacky when. When he's going, you know, he was talking about one particular episode, and he kept referring to somebody named Eddie. And I was like, Eddie, who's he talking about? And I was like, oh my God, he's talking about Edward James Olmos, you know? And that guy intimidated me enough in Miami Vice. You see him on Battlestar Galactica, and if I ever met him in person, I'd probably salute. And I'd probably refer to him only as Mr. Olmos. Mr. Olmos. Yes, Mr. Olmos. Yes, Mr. Olmos. And meanwhile, you got Ron, he's going, hi, Eddie. You know?
Well, I think they did a great job in casting him. I mean,
it's
incredible. It's a great show. I mean, if you listen to this podcast and you don't watch Battlestar Galactica, shame on you.
Shame on you indeed.
So let's talk we'll a little bit about the story and set up the story and what people can expect to hear listening to this to the podcast.
Well, here's the thing about the podcast that I will – I don't know how many people listening to your show – are authors or would like to be writers or work for a publishing company. But personally, I think that the podcast for authors is a wonderful way of promotion and a wonderful, wonderful way of distribution and also a great way to promote yourself to other publishers in case they're looking for something new. The idea for this came from when I was listening to The Dragon Page. And my publishers at around the same time said, T, I want you to start thinking about innovative ways of promoting Legacy of Moravi, which is my upcoming book. It's the sequel to Moravi. And at that time, I was already toying around in my head the idea of doing a podcast of Moravi. And I said, well, you know, Gwen, here's my idea. What do you think? And she gave me full permission to do it. Not only am I doing this podcast to promote Legacy, I'm doing it with the blessing of my publisher. So the podcast is Moravi. Well, Moravi is, in a nutshell, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon meets Pirates of the Caribbean. I had a ball writing it with Miss Lee, Miss Lisa Lee. We wrote this together. Ironically, we wrote it together on the internet. I've never met Lisa. The two of us met in an internet chat room for online role players. I was playing Rafe. She was playing Ascana. We swapped the emails. We started doing this as an email role play, and it just evolved into a book. The end result, as a print book, the end result, it's been getting rave reviews. It still gets rave reviews to this day. As a matter of fact, I was particularly pleased while I was on tour that I got a new review on Amazon, and the review on Amazon was from someone who had been listening to the podcast and decided they couldn't wait, and they bought the book. And to me, I can at least mention two other people that I've met that have done that. They've heard the podcast, and they said, you know what, I decided I'm not going to wait to the end of the podcast. Can you just let me buy the book? And the advantage of that is that when you buy the book, you get it unabridged. For time's sake, I had to abridge Moravi, and it was very hard because I've had to let go of a lot of my favorite scenes. But going back to Moravi, that's basically the story of Moravi is that it's set in a fantasy regime. This other world is connected to Tudor England via a rift in the space-time continuum, and Rafe is a privateer who is basically a sanctioned pirate, that he's got the ability to go through this rift to the other world, and it's there he comes in contact with Ascanimaldarn and her regime. Now, she has discovered that there is a conspiracy. She knows that someone is plotting against her in this new regime, and she needs to figure out, okay, who's behind the conspiracy, and can I nip it before it starts getting out of control? So she hires the last person anybody will expect, which is this pirate captain, Rafe Rafton. The two of them come to an agreement. They say, okay, we'll do it for this amount. We'll find out who's plotting against your throne. I'm particularly proud of Moravi in that it's not your everyday fantasy novel. For one thing, it has an Asian backdrop as opposed to a European backdrop. So there's that aspect of it. There's a lot of politics involved in this book, a lot of political maneuvering that people who don't normally read fantasy was very pleasantly surprised to find out. They said this book goes into a lot more political stuff than, you know, it almost reads like a Clancy novel in some points, which I took that to heart because I really appreciate that type of stuff. And I also appreciate the fact that people who can enjoy this book don't necessarily have to be fans of fantasy. So the whole point of the podcast was to, A, find out if this would work, find out what would it be like to do, a podcast of a novel. And the second thing was to promote the upcoming release of Legacy of Moravi.
When are you going to be releasing Legacy?
Legacy of Moravi is going to premiere on July 1st at WesterCon 58 in Calgary, Alberta, because Calgary is the home base of Dragon Moon Press. And I told my publisher, this is a chance for us to make Dragon Moon a little more known in the con circles and in the con circuit, and just to get people talking about it. And so I'm actually going to launch the book at WesterCon. And we're really looking forward to that event. Plus, I've never been to Calgary before, so that's going to be a lot of fun, too. And the podcast of Moravi should wrap up the week before July 1st. And my plan is not only will I wrap up Moravi, but I will also throw in, as an extra podcast, the first chapter of Legacy. Oh. Just to whet the appetite.
Here, little children, here's a little bit of crack. Go ahead and try this. Here, smoke it. Here, let me show you how. Nice.
You know what? You know, I honestly take that as a compliment. You know, T. Morris, his books are like crack. I'm like, okay, cool, you know. That's really the sum up of Moravi, is that it's a little bit of political maneuvering. It's a lot of action. It's just a wee bit of romance and a hint of martial arts just to make it interesting. And I've had a great time. I've been reconnecting with the characters, and it's kind of getting me primed up for the book premiere for Legacy. And I'm just beginning to remember just how much fun this book is for me, and this podcast has just been a terrific journey. It's been a terrific journey. Okay. So I have no complaints, and I hope from this podcast I'll get new listeners to tune in. And if they can't find it on my website, or if they can't access it on the Dragon page, they can always go to podiobooks.com, PodioBooks, podiobooks.com. And you basically go there, and you can start from the beginning. You can sign up for the Moravi feed. Start from the beginning, and, you know, that's it. That's been a great vehicle for me and Evo Terra. The two of us are starting this website together, and we already have our first nonfiction title on there. We also have other authors coming in and saying, you know, I'm interested in this. How do I do this? And while we're offering up the Podio books for free, one chapter at a time, if somebody wants a CD, well, then that's where we intend to make some money. If they don't want to record it, but they like the way I do things, they can hire me to do the recordings for them, because quite honestly, that's what before I became an author, I was a professional actor.
Okay.
So that's where a lot of my voice training is from me being an actor.
Mentioned that you guys were at Con Carolinas, and I noticed that Friday you guys had a session on podcasting.
Yes.
And how did the audience respond?
It's interesting, because at Balticon, I also did a panel on podcasting, and the guy who, and just like with the podcasting panel in Con Carolinas, somebody was there recording it, so they were intending to do a podcast of the podcast panel. The good news, bad news was that because podcasting is so relatively new, the attendance was kind of down. The other thing was is that people that did show up were pretty much showing up just out of curiosity, just to find out what it was all about, just to find out, you know, what was going on and that sort of thing. And I will say that in the Con Carolinas audience, we had a slightly larger audience, and we actually had an author in the audience. That was where I could take it my perspective and say, look, this is something that you're going to want to know how to do as an author, because this is a great way to get your work out. This is a great way to distribute your work.
T, how do they get a hold of you?
They can just go to my website, which is www.teemorris.com. That's www.teemorris.com. And pretty much you can navigate my website to finding out how to get in touch with me.
When you're recording and editing your podcast, what are you using hardware-wise and software-wise?
Well, that was something I talked about with Michael Menengay. Mike Menengay, who's with the Dragon Page, is also an audio engineer. And he knew that there was going to be a potential that once I was done with the podcast, that I could go on ahead and I could basically market it as an audiobook. Now, this is before even I started talking about podiobooks.com, but still, that was one of the options I had. So I said I didn't want to use just a real simple Logitech $20 microphone. I wanted to make an investment. So he pointed me to a terrific website called musiciansfriend.com. It's, you know, top of the line audio, professional audio quality hardware, but it said real good bargain basement prices. So I really enjoyed that. And I bought for myself an XL990 microphone. I then got myself a Eurorack UB802 mixing board, and then I got myself an M Audio Delta audio card. Plugged all this stuff into my Macintosh, and then I ran out and I got myself GarageBand, because I'd heard so much stuff about GarageBand. It does have its limits. For one thing, I can record and I can edit, but then after about 30 minutes or so, a lot of the dynamic qualities of its editing just stops, which I don't quite understand, but you know, I figure
GarageBand 2 fixed that.
Oh, I had a feeling they would.
If you want to record longer in GarageBand, and you know, if you have your tempo at, say, 109 beats per minute or 120, whatever one of the standards is, you can only record like 35 minutes, and you get to 999. If you take that tempo down to 50, then that extends it out past an hour.
This is why I tell people GarageBand is so incredibly cool. Those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of music loops. And what I like about the GarageBand music loops is that they don't sound cheesy. They don't sound like cheesy music loops. They actually sound like quality music loops that are easily interchangeable and can be easily manipulated. And I use those as my bridges between one scene and another scene in the chapter.
I love the loops because, like you said, manipulated, you could take a loop that's a MIDI loop in one instrument and just change the instrument. It completely changes the dynamics of that loop.
Unbelievable how it does that too. That's the part that I really dig, is the way you can change it from one thing to the next, and then all of a sudden, bam, you've got this this entirely different dynamic, this entirely different mood, not all the loops are like that. There are some loops that are just pre-recorded, right, but even those pre-recorded loops are awesome.
Well, T, T and Serena, I appreciate you both being on the show.
Yes, we were happy to be here.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with T. Morris from Morovi, the podcast. Please check out T's podcast at www.teemorris.com. T, thanks again for being on the show. I am looking for promos to play at the end of podcasts, so please send your promos to podcast411@gmail.com. That's podcast411@gmail.com. We'll love to get your promos played at the end of the shows. If you're looking for the link or the names of podcasts and links to those podcasts that were mentioned in today's show, please go to www.podcast411.com, and underneath the interview, it'll say show notes. Click there and I'll take you to the show notes. And for those of you not familiar with our main page, the podcast411.com website, it is a great resource with lots of good tutorials that teach you how to podcast, and it's all free. So if you're looking to learn how to podcast, this is a great resource site for you to come to. Well, As always, this is Rob from Podcast 411 reminding you to listen different.
This is Chuck Tomasi from ChuckChat.com, home of the two Chuck Chat podcasts. Yes, two podcasts for the price of one. Chuck Chat Technorama is done twice a week with my co-host Craig Stepp. With Technorama, you get some true grit tech. We dig deep and explore some really geeky stuff. The other show is Chuck Chat Freestyle. My two daughters and even my wife join me from time to time for some stories, RIA-free music, podcaster profiles, and of course, the audio What's It quiz. Give us a listen at www.chuckchat.com. See you there!